Good day, listeners, and welcome back to Power Chat, a weekly broadcast of the Trinidad and Tobago Electricity Commission on matters related to the electricity service and you, the members of the public. I am Annabel Brasnell, Corporate Communications Manager, and once more I am joined by Mr. David Sinclair, our Health, Safety and the Environment Manager. On the last occasion, we spoke in detail on electricity safety as it pertains to overhead line safety in a construction environment, whether at home or on a large job site. Now, let's turn to road safety. David, tell us, how high is too high for a truck, with or without a load, as it relates to overhead lines?
Firstly, the licensing department sets the limit of the transport and load at 15 feet from ground level. This 15 feet provides the safe clearance from our overhead lines. If you exceed this 15 feet, chances are you can come in contact with our overhead lines, leading to fallen conductors, fallen poles. Once the load is above 15 feet from ground coming to TNTech, we will do a survey of the route for this transportation and make arrangements for the raising or disconnection of the overhead lines. We also provide piloting services to ensure the smooth movement of this load. TNTech continues to have a schedule of maintenance to ensure that our overhead line infrastructure and the overhead line conductors remain above the statutory limit. If you see what appears to be a low line, please contact us at 800 TTEC or 800 BULB, so that's 800 TTEC or 800 BULB, to notify us of this condition. We will make the necessary arrangements to have this rectified. You can also contact us via our service centers, the numbers of which are at the back of your bill.
Outside of road safety as it relates to our overhead lines, David, would you be able to give our listeners some general safety tips to observe to avoid injury or serious harm at home or in other situations?
These are some general safety tips. If excavation work has to be done on roadways, please contact us, as there may be underground cables which can be damaged while digging. Whenever you have to use extension cords, please inspect them before use. Ensure that there are no kinks, bruising, cuts to the insulation. If there are, please remove or have them repaired before use. There are a number of instances within Trinidad where persons have used extension cords outdoors within wet conditions. Electricity in wet conditions conducts, and there were instances of persons receiving electric shocks because of the electricity and the water. Please ensure that you have the right type of cord or that you do not use electricity around wet conditions. The Government Electrical Inspectorate, a division of the Ministry of Public Utilities, recommends that you have your homes inspected every 5 years. Now, this is an inspection and not a rewiring of your home. Please ensure that your main panel, the cover, remains on at all times, that the doors remain closed, as access to this panel can lead to electric shock. Any junction boxes or outlets shall always remain with their covers on. Twice annually, you can do a walkthrough your home to ensure that all your covers are not damaged. If they are plastic covers, they are not damaged. Even your outdoor covers, that those hinges are in place, are not damaged or broken off. You ensure that there's no exposed wiring, and you ensure that the conditions of the electrical installation remains intact. If any abnormal conditions exist, please ensure that the electrician comes in, that he does an inspection and rectifies the problem.
Thank you for those tips, David. As a reminder to our listeners, you can access these tips and other general electricity safety tips on our website at ttec.co.tt, where you can also download an electrical safety audit booklet, which will allow you to do that twice annual walkthrough of your home that Mr. Sinclair just mentioned. Once again, thank you for joining us, the team from TNTech, for Power Chat. We will join you again next week for next episode.